B-Pod Studios.
Listen, listen, watch, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Fred, I'm going to have to call somebody.
Hot take police.
On the Bruins?
On the Bruins.
It's idiotic.
What?
You're a moron.
There's a gentleman by the name of David Alter who writes for NBCNews.com. So this isn't like...
Yeah, this isn't
Joe
like,
Blow, I got an opinion about sports.org.
Yeah, right.
Does he write? Is he a sports writer or a news guy covering sports?
After reading this, I'm not sure.
Okay.
To be quite honest.
Does it really matter?
But this was written before last night's game. So the Boston Bruins are a win away from advancing to the NHL's prize championship round, the Stanley Cup final. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, it's likely they will get there. Although the Bruins have undeniably a talented roster of veterans and young standouts, there's a dark side to their march to the final. Star Brad Marchand.
Well.
His violent and immature antics on the ice and the free pass they've gotten from hockey officialdom taint any Bruins victory. More importantly, they tarnish the NHL's effort to stand alongside basketball, football, and baseball as the preeminent sports in the American pantheon, ones that elevate school over goonery. Well, I'm glad they've compared it to football.
Yeah, football, I'll tell you, seeing a guy that's 6'3", 260 pounds, that runs a 4'6", come and nail some guy from behind. Yeah, that classy game of football. Or when you throw at a guy's head in baseball. Yeah, Brad Marchand is the reason that the NHL is the fourth major sport.
How about we just compare the off-ice or off-field arrests, shall we? Between hockey,
this
NHL.
Was a guy in the back corner of his cubicle with nothing to do, and he said, you know what, we need to write something about the NHL playoffs. This guy, no one likes this guy, this Brad Marchand guy, and the Bruins are playing well. Can you give me 750 words?
He continues.
That's what that is.
Marchand entered the offseason with a reputation for being one of the dirtiest players in the game. That image has only been burnished over the course of the playoffs. All right. During Boston's second-round series against the Columbus Blue Jackets, Marchand punched a player in the back of the head after a scrum. In the current series against the Hurricanes, he took a swipe at a player's head with a stick, leading to an altercation that saw only the Hurricanes get penalized.
Okay, fair enough. Marchand's dirty as hell, but he's really going to a scrum? Like, has he watched hockey before? There tends to be some physicality around the net. And if I'm not mistaken, John... players are prone to hold their sticks laterally.
Yes.
Horizontally and push.
Yeah, no, I've seen that a couple of times. Sometimes even after the whistle.
In neither case did he receive so much as a penalty. Instead, he went on to lead all forwards for more than 19 minutes of ice time in the game against the Jackets. In the game against Carolina, the penalty the Hurricanes took led to a power play goal for the Bruins. If you're a fan of the Bruins, you love what Marchand is doing. If you're a fan of any other team, his outbursts are a symptom of a fundamental problem in the NHL, turning a blind eye when the difficult decisions needed to cement hockey's place in the Big Four of American sports.
Does he recall that Marchand had 100 points?
No, the offensive stuff isn't brought up. He wants to paint Marchand as a goon. So if I am a non-hockey fan and I read this, I think Marchand's like 6'4", 250.
Exactly.
And paid specifically to go out there and hit people.
Who's
like that.
Who's the big lug that they made? They're going to make a movie about.
John Scott.
Like, John Scott couldn't skate. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, his one job was to fight. Marchand has 100 points. And yes, Marchand is a dirty player. And yes, if he was on another team, I would hate him.
He's been penalized for it many times. He's been suspended, not this year, but in every other year, he's been suspended for it multiple times and fined, what, almost $1 million? NBC Sports Boston did a whole story on him.
Guess where
night.
This turns. Guess what angle this thing turns to. With a sharp right. Moreover, the NHL's supposed desire to favor skill over brutality can only be taken so seriously, given that the league still allows
fighting.
Punching a player in the back of the head a la Marchand isn't okay, but two consenting adults can drop the gloves and grab each other's jerseys while fists go flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say yes.
And by the way, I think the Bruins were second in fighting majors this year with 25.
I thought they were first.
Okay, first.
Yeah.
And then back in either 2013 or 2011, they were first with 45. So, I mean, first or second with 45. So, it's ridiculous.
The NHL's
people like fighting. Well, I mean, they just do.
The players all agree that it helps. And there isn't even nearly as much as there used to be. So the NHL's official stance is that fighting earns a five-minute penalty. But the fact that it's permitted at all, while it's been effectively banned from Olympic competitions, is telling. The rest of the world has deemed that allowing two individuals to throw punches while observers look has nothing to do with the game and thus shouldn't be permitted. What does that say about the NHL? The old argument is that fighting is part of the game. It's tradition built into culture, but the culture has changed and the game is more exciting with highlight reel goals of dramatic saves rather than boxing matches on the ice.
Yes, we talked to Stu Grimson this week. The game's completely changed. It's much more skilled right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be a guy who goes out there and fights for a living. You got to be able to contribute. And I'll bring up again, Marchand had 100 points.
Well, I think they actually mentioned that here. They said, given Marchand's record, there's every likelihood that he will cross the line again. Officials must severely punish him and the Bruins this time. Brad Marchand is a 100-point player. He should be celebrated and showcased for his skill and not his pestering. But without the necessary discipline, a simple Google search about the highlights of the Stanley Cup playoffs won't be topped with his or anyone else's skills on display. Are you out of your mind? It will feature mistakes and immaturity. So, all right, when this is all done and over with, no one's going to remember one of the best lines in hockey all year and how they've absolutely lit it up to several games
so
in the postseason.
His thing is that basically hit a guy in the back of the head.
Yep, that was it. That's the one thing.
Because the whole cross-checking garbage in front of the net is just ridiculous.
By the way, Kadri had a worse postseason than this guy. Why not write something about him?
Because
he's got a track record, too.
How do you not bring up the licking from last year? If you're really going to spotlight Marchand and all the bad stuff he's done, how do you not spotlight that?
Because the dude did a Wikipedia search.
Yes, exactly.
He went on Wikipedia and said, I'm writing an article.
I'm telling you, he was minding his own business. He was having a cup of coffee, talking to some people in the office, and his boss came in and said, I need this by the end of the day today. You have 3 hours, go.
Dan tells me this guy's from Toronto, and he didn't even bring up Kadri.
Oh, God.
Just because he's from Toronto doesn't mean that he knows what he's talking about.
Well, good point. But
I mean, it's the easiest thing. Yes, Marchand would bother anyone if he was on another team. In fact, Marchand's annoying if you're a Bruins fan because he puts himself in situations where he'd be way better off on the ice than he would be off of it.
Someone said the writer is right. Hockey is desperate for more officiating. People want more penalties.
Yeah. After the break, we're getting into that. I'm doing 5 minutes on that.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.